Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Roll call for Monday, February 28th. Barnard?
Here.
Bebout?
Here.
Burns? Case?
Here.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Cooper? Dockstader?
Here.
Driscoll? Emmerich?
Here.
Esquivel?
Here.
Geis?
Here.
Hastert? Hicks? Hines?
Here.
Jennings?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Martin?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Nicholas?
Here.
Nutting?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Ross?
Here.
Rothbus?
Here.
Schiffer?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Platern?
Here.
President Anderson?
Here.
Burns?
Excused.
Hastert here. Hicks?
Excused. Oh, they're coming.
Call. Hicks?
Here.
Burns? Burns? Driscoll?
Here.
30 present.
Prayer by Pastor Earnshaw.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, this morning we take just a moment to let our minds remember the blessings that you have showered over this great state. Lord, you have given us natural resources that are in great need in this country, which has created a financial blessing for our state. You have blessed us with fine people who care deeply for this state. People who work hard every day of their lives to serve their communities. Lord, you've also given us a landscape that is vast, majestic, and beautiful. You've blessed us with forefathers and mothers who possessed incredible determination as they moved into a land that can be as hostile as it is beautiful. We are living with their legacy, and for this legacy, we give you thanks. As these men and women make decisions that will impact the land and the lives of people living today, tomorrow and years from now, we pray that today you will give them wisdom. Direct their thoughts and actions and protect them from the negativity that seems to have invaded politics in this country on every level. Give them a spirit of grace and mercy as they make difficult decisions. And help them work together to bring this great state to a better place for those people living today and for generations to come. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will a reading clerk please read the journal committee report?
Mr. President, the Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February the 25th, 2011, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Nutting, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. The doctor for the day is Dr. Robin Hallman, and Dr. Hallman is from Cheyenne. No nurse today. On this day in Wyoming history, in 1970, the first shale oil extraction in situ successful at Rock Springs area site. And on this day in U.S. history, in 1912, first ever parachute jumped from an airplane. I'd also say to you as another note of interest, February 1st, I announced that the oldest surviving World War I oldest survivor had a birthday on February 1st, Frank Buckles. Well, we got news today that Frank has passed away. He was the one that said, when you feel like dying, don't. And I guess he must have felt like it was time. We have a presentation. Of course, you know, we have a new page. And Leo, would you come over here to the guest mic? We Leo, we understood that you were very busy last week and had things to attend to in regard to FFA and other things, and we're glad that you have your priorities and knew what you had to do. So we did miss you the first week, but we got by. But I would say that one of the things that we do for our pages is give them these medals or pins to wear, and you'll notice that I have one similar, and there are many others around here similar. We'll look at the camera while we're doing this. Anyway, we'd like you to wear this and wear it proudly during the remaining time that you're going to be with us. And then you go back to school or special occasions, you can wear that. But it is a seal of Wyoming. It's one we'd like to have as a gift from the body and say to you, welcome, and we look forward to this week with you.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. I would also say that Leo comes to us from Glendale High School. And Leo, if you have any comments, you're welcome to have the mic.
Okay. Well, I am from Glendale High School. I'm a senior this year. I'm the president of my FFA chapter. That was one of the main reasons why I couldn't be here last week. It was National FFA Week, and I had many responsibilities to see to and take care of. But I'm very happy to be here. So.
Senator Driscoll, do you have something for us? You may.
I would like to introduce members of the Upton FFA chapter. Chapter President Bethany Materi, Kenneth Kimsey, Quinn Bow, Marty Harness, and Brianna Sadler, and their advisor, my daughter Andrea Driscoll, from Upton, the best small town on earth. And FFA is the leading youth group in the United States for developing young leaders, I'd like to point out. Please welcome.
Well, welcome, and it seems that FFA is very well represented today with what Leo had to say and you folks as well, so we hope you enjoy your time in Cheyenne. We are now at that point on our agenda for the confirmation of appointments. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into open executive session.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion has been approved. Will a reading clerk please read the consent list, which is the entire list of the nominees?
Confirmation Appointments 2011, Department of Administration and Information, Christopher Boswell, Director. Public Defender's Office, Diane Luzano, State Public Defender. Department of Agriculture, Jason Ferniau, Director. Department of Revenue, Ed Schmidt, Director. Wyoming Attorney General, Greg Phillips, Attorney General. Department of Environmental Quality, John V. Cora, Director. Public Service Commission, Kathleen A. Cindy Lewis, Commissioner. Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources, Millward Simpson, Director. Department of Employment, Office of State Mine Inspector, Terry W. Adcock, Director, State Mine Inspector. Department of Employment, Department of Workforce Services, Joanne Evans, Director. School Facilities Commission, Ian Cantalera, Director. Water Development Commission, Michael K. Purcell, Director. State Engineer, Patrick Tyrell, Director, State Engineer. Wyoming Game and Fish Department, Scott Talbert, Director. State Fire Marshal's Office, Lanny Applegate, Director, State Fire Marshal. Wyoming State Geological Survey, Wallace Ulrich, Director. Department of Insurance, Ken Vines, Director. Department of Transportation, John Cox, Director. Department of Health, Thomas Forslund, Director. Department of Family Services, Steve Corsi, Director. Oil and Gas Commission, Don Thomas E. Dole, Director. Office of State Lands and Investments, Ryan Lance, Director. Department of Corrections, Robert O. Lampert, Director. Board of Equalization, Paul Thomas Klaus, Director. Office of Administrative Hearings, Deborah A. Balmer, Director. Aeronautics Commission, Jerry Diltz, Charles Kaser, Ph.D., Charles Wilkie. Board of Agriculture, Allison Lass, John Moore. Agriculture and Natural Resource Mediation Board, Catherine McPherson. Wyoming Arts Council, Duane Everson, Bruce Richardson, Ph.D., Leslie Shinover, Karen Stewart. Board of Barber Examiners, Marcus Galizi. Wyoming Business Council Board of Directors, Nathan Becky, Chris Davidson, Jim Espy, Rex Lewis, Lynn McAlena, Gary Negich, Mike Wandler, Children's Trust Fund Board, Linda Barton, Rebecca Campbell, Wyoming Community College Commission, Larry Atwell, Bruce Brown, Lori Emmert, Sandra Meyer, John Jack Russell, Jr. Wyoming Community Development Authority, Rob Boner, Pat Hand, Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund Board, David Kafka, Susan Stubson, Board of Dental Examiners, Sean Ellis, DDS, Rod Hill, DDS, Carol Owens, DDS, Board of Education, Sue Bellish, Kathy Kuhn, Pete Gosar, Hugh Hageman, Ron Makalai, Scotty Ratliff, Walt Wilcox, University of Wyoming Energy Resource Council, James Kleckner, Paul Matheny, Enhanced and Improved Oil Recovery Commission, Tom Fitzsimmons, P.E., Environmental Quality Council, Rich Fairservice, Tim Flittner, F. David Searle, Wyoming Game and Fish Commission, Carrie Little, Charles Price, Geological Survey Board, R.T. Lee, Lisa Lindemann, Ronald Serdam, Ph.D., John Trummel, Industrial Siting Council, Peter Branjord, Mike Daly, Sean Warner, P.E., Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, Kyle White, Board of Insurance Agents Examiners, Alan Osi, Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics, Mary Maggie Farrell, James Wilson, Wyoming Livestock Board, Donna Baldwin Hunt, Joe Thomas, Board of Medicine, Priscilla, Chrissy Dillon, Jody Holzinger, Deborah Robinette, D.O., Mental Health Professions Licensing Board, Lance Godey, LPC, NCC, Renata Smart, State Mining Council, Phil Dillinger, David Graham, Christine Rhodes, Occupational Health and Safety Commission, Chuck Dobbin, Peter Perakis, M.D., David Vaughn, Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Donald Basco, Board of Outfitters and Professional Guides, Cole Benton, Ronald Platt, Paramutual Commission, Patty Bergstrom, Jacqueline Crow, Mantha Phillips, Parks and Cultural Resources Commission, Dan Barks, Chuck Engelbretson, Karen Hatterley, Board of Parole, Ed Wright, Board of Pharmacy, Robert Rick Davis II, M.D., Bessie McGeer, John McPherson, Robert Taylor, Wyoming Pipeline Authority, Dwayne Zavadil, Board of Psychology, Grant Fleming, Ph.D., Madeline Pitch, Real Estate Commission, Landis Benson, Marcia Case, Wyoming Retirement System Board, Joseph Blumel, Max Tom Chapman III, Carl Jensen, Garth Shanklin, Stephen Wolf, Wyoming Tourism Board, Bruce Grosbetti, Mark Kupke, Sandra Newsom, Wyoming Transportation Commission, Claire Anderson, John Dooley, Bruce McCormick, Unemployment Insurance Commission, Rose Mosby, Board of Trustees, University of Wyoming, Warren Lauer, John McPherson, Jeff Marsh, David Palmerly, Board of Veterinarian Medicine, Steve Chase, Warren Crawford, DVM, Water Development Commission, Nick Bettis, Jeanette Seacan, Phil Habeck, Margot Sabek, Wildlife and Natural Resource Trust Account Board, Ken Bannister, Ph.D., Carol Fulton, Mark Gordon.
Does any member wish to remove any name from the consent list?
Mr. President.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I move the adoption of the consent list, which consists of all appointments as read in.
Okay, you've heard that motion. Does any member then wish to remove any names from the consent list? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, Ken Vines, Insurance Department.
Others, Senator Case.
Your two names, Agency 23, Public Service Commission, Kathleen A. Lewis. Agency 11, Department of Revenue, Ed Smith.
Others? Chief Clerk will please call the roll of those members on remaining on the consent list.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nutting. Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Bonflatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, the appointments on the consent list have been approved. The first one that has been removed for our discussion, be Ken Vines, the Department of Insurance. I'd call on Senator Scott. Okay, we'll just, are you ready for the vote, a roll
question,
call vote? Seeing no other discussion, I would then ask the Chief Clerk to call a roll on Ken Vines, Department of Insurance.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen. Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstetter,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Amrick,
aye.
Esquibel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer, Scott?
No.
Bonflatern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 27 ayes, 3 noes.
By your vote, the appointment of Ken Vines, Department of Insurance, has been approved. The next name that has been removed for our consideration is Kathy Lewis, Public Service Commission. No comments. I would ask then the Chief Clerk to call a roll in regard to Kathy Lewis, Department of Insurance. Chief Clerk, call a roll.
Barnard. Bebout.
No.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen. Coe.
No.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas. Nutting.
Aye.
Perkins.
No.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Schiffer.
Aye.
Scott.
No.
Von Flatern.
Aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Barnard, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 23 ayes, 7 noes.
By your vote, the appointment of Kathy Lewis to the Public Service Commission has been approved. Next name for our consideration is that of Ed Schmidt, Agency 11, Department of Revenue. Is there any discussion in regard to this name? Seeing no discussion, I'd ask the roll be called in regard to Ed Schmidt.
Barnard, Bebout,
aye.
Burns,
aye.
Case,
no.
Christensen,
aye.
Coe,
aye.
Cooper,
aye.
Dockstader,
aye.
Driscoll,
aye.
Emmerich,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
no.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting, Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Flatern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 ayes, 2 noes.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that completes the vote on all nominees.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate dissolve itself from open executive session.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion is approved.
Mr. President?
Yes, Senate Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Members of the Senate, I had the great privilege this morning of speaking to the fifth grade class at Baggs Elementary, which is part of my Senate district, and they are here with their teacher in the West Balcony. Would you please welcome them to the Senate?
Well, we welcome all of you and hope that you enjoy your day.
Baggs Elementary.
We have some joint conference committee reports. Senator Christensen, are you ready in regard to message number 356 relating to Senate File 71?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'd ask that that be read in at this time.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 71, Education Hunter Safety Courses. Reference House Message number 356. Signing for the House, Representative Yagi, Gingery, and Petroff. Signing for the Senate, Senators Christensen, Bebout, and Hastert.
Go ahead, Senator.
Mr. President, I move that Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 for Senate File 71, Hunter Safety Education Courses, be moved forward with a yes vote to this to the engrossed copy. The changes where we rolled over. No, we didn't. No! Excuse me. We went along with the first change, and that was just a simple thing requiring backgrounds. And that's already consistent with policy, but it spells it out further. As far as the change that took it from a shall to a may, we came back with some common language that the committee felt would achieve that that same outcome. But the change, as you can see, it says it inserts allowing waivers as specified, and then on page 2, it defines what that means. Upon showing of justifiable circumstances, the Wyoming Department of Education may issue a waiver to any school district, which waiver will excuse the district from offering instruction in safety and competency in handling of the firearms. And that makes it, that creates that opportunity for some of the districts that this could become really a no-win situation for them. But it also gives some local control to those districts to speak up and address their issues. It's not as simple as just saying we don't want to, but, you know, but there is a bar that has to be challenged and they have to look at it. I think it's a good compromise, and I think we can still get accomplished what we need to, and it honors the intent of the bill, and I'd encourage your yes vote.
Discussion? Senator Jennings first.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to know what a justifiable circumstance is.
Okay, before you stand, let's let some of these other folks speak to that as well. Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, you know, I understand how the bill began, what its purposes is. It really is not a bill that's intent is the primary purpose of educating the core areas that we're concerned about. Handling firearms is an important thing in Wyoming. But to now to create a process with the Department of Education is going to have to consider these things as part of its educational mission based upon, as we just heard, justifiable circumstances which are ill-defined, which are not laid out. Seems to me that we've elevated this whole issue to a place it doesn't belong.
Other discussion before the sponsor raises? Seeing none, go ahead, Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, there was some discussion on that, the definition, and what we came back with was this is one of those opportunities to leave that control, that definition, there for the local districts. Leave it at the lowest level possible. It allows them, if they feel like they're up against something, we're not defining what they have to meet, but it allows them to make their argument. And it does. I just ask you also, if you looked at the line, page 2, line 14, where it's added in, the end of that sentence, the addition, will from offering instruction in safety and competency in handling firearms, that language is not, it comes from the original statute and the original hunter safety course. And so we haven't changed the content of what's being offered. It's just consistent with the hunter safety education program that already exists in the state of Wyoming and is mandated by statute already.
Seeing no other discussion, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee number 1 report in regard to message number 356, referencing Senate File 71. You've been asked to vote aye, and I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll? Emmerich,
aye.
Esquivel,
no.
Geis,
no.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
oh.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott, Von
Flatern?
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 16 ayes, 14 noes.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee number 1, report on message number 356, in reference to Senate file 71. Senator Escobel, are you ready in regard to message number 352 having to do with Senate File 59? I'd ask the clerk to read that in at this time.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 59, Spice Drugs. Reference House Message Number 352, signing for the House, Representatives Brown, Barbuto, and Goggles, signing for the Senate, Senators Escobel, Christensen, and Ross.
Go ahead, Senator Escobel.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bring to you message 352, Joint Conference Committee Report on Senate File 59. And, Mr. President, members of the Senate, the House went back to the Senate version that we passed. So basically what happens is that the appropriation was put back in, and the effective date goes back to July 1 of this year. And that's it, Mr. President. They accepted the Senate version, and I ask you to vote aye on this report.
Discussion? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee 1 in regard to message 352 referencing Senate File 59, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard, Bebout, Burns, Case, Christensen, Coe, Cooper, Dockstader, Driscoll, Emmerich, Esquibel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Fleetern, President Anderson. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Number 1, report on message 352 in reference to Senate File 59. We do have some concurrences here, and first one that I would call is Senator Peterson. Are you ready in reference to message number 418 having to do with Senate File 29? Okay, and I'd ask that the clerk read that message in at this time.
February the 25th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 418, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 29, Developmental Disability Services. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 1, excused 2, conflict 1. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Go ahead, Senator Peterson.
418, concurrence report. The original Senate File 29, Developmental Disability Services, and Mr. President, fellow senators, this basically was the bill that passed out of here and went over to the House. During that time, what had happened was the Department of Health corrected a mistake that I was possibly involved with as far as the fiscal note on this bill. They gave us two figures as an updated amount needed to fill this gap of developmental disability services throughout the state that existed. So I took those two figures and plugged them into the bill where the two figures existed. Without knowing, what the Department of Health had given us was a fiscal note for developmental disabilities and one for ABI, or acquired brain injury. The two notes in the bill was for developmental disabilities and acquired brain injury, and the cross-training with the community colleges and university for dual diagnosis certified service providers. So what had happened was that the basically that error was caught on the House side, and they had to reinsert the $50,000 for the dual diagnosis certification. And so what had happened was the $50,000 had to be added to the bill to cover the cost of that program, as well as the $76,000 for the ABI and the, I think it was the $1.2 million for the developmental disabilities. And so with that, Mr. President, I would ask the body to concur and vote aye on this and move it. This was the original intent of the bill, and it was partially my mistake by just plugging those numbers into the appropriation, and certainly apologize for that, but the department didn't stop me, and they didn't see the mistake until it got over the other side of the Capitol. So I'd ask the body to vote aye.
Discussion? Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 29. You've been asked to vote aye, and I ask the Chief Clerk to please call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel? Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Hines,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Martin,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 30 ayes.
By your vote, you have concurred on Senate File 29. Senator Coe, are you ready in regard to message 427 having to do with Senate File 70? I'd ask clerk to read that in at this time.
February the 25th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 427, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 70, Education Accountability. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 2, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Go ahead, Senator Cole.
Mr. President, I would move message number 427 being original Senate File 70, Education Accountability, and ask the body to vote no. As you can see, as you look at this, there's six pages of amendments. They got very busy on third reading down there on our bill. That always bothers me. Just to tell you a little bit about what they did, if you remember, this is a two-phase bill, phase one and phase two. Phase two creates the Select Committee on Accountability. Phase one comes in with a scoring system to kick in assessments. They came in and deleted pages 2 through 9 and various other provisions of our engrossed bill. They replaced the deleted language with a baseline school performance system that measures reading and writing scores for all students for each of the three school levels, high school, middle school, elementary, based on PAWS and those scores from 2008 and 2009. This is the big amendment on the bill that I think we need to talk about. They also did some other stuff, as you can well see, some of it probably okay, some not. They did increase the size of the select committee by one person. I'd like to ask why. So I ask that you do not concur and vote no on this concurrence request.
Questions? Seeing none. The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 70. You've been asked to vote no, and the Chief Clerk would then please call the roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquivel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer? Scott,
no.
Von Platern,
no.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 70. The committee that I would appoint would be Coe, Rothfuss, and Jennings. Senator Scott, are you ready in regard to message number 420 having to do with Senate File 50, Medicaid Option Study?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'd ask the clerk to read that message in at this time.
February the 25th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 420, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 50, Medicaid Option Study. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 56, noes 2, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Wait, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move we concur with the House amendments on Senate File 50 and urge the Senate to vote no. Mr. President, what the House did was they got an enthusiasm for special legislative task forces, and they put in an oversight task force for this thing. This is the Medicaid option study where we're asking the governor to study the options that we have in the Medicaid program. And, Mr. President, I suppose it's a good idea if you think we ought to be a full-time professional legislature, but this is the sort of thing we have joint interim committees for. And we're, I don't know why, but they seem to think that a legislative committee would be, do a better job of overseeing one of these studies than the executive branch. I think that's what the executive branch is for. I think the oversight can perfectly well come through the Joint Interim Committee. You'll have a much broader understanding within the legislature if it's done through the Joint Interim Committee rather than through one of these special select committees. And we're putting too much of a burden, as it is, on the members of a citizen legislature for things outside the time of the session. In addition, looking at the appropriation they put in, it's going to cost $20,000 for oversight and a $100,000 study, and that's getting excessive. So for all those reasons, Mr. President, I would hope we would reject the House amendments and go to conference and see if we can back them off.
Thank you, Senator Scott. Is there discussion before we vote? Seeing none, the motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 50. You've been asked to vote no. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard, Bebout, Burns, Case, Christensen, Coe, Cooper, Dockstader, Driscoll, Amrick, Esquivel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson. Landon,
no.
Martin,
no.
Meyer,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Nutting,
no.
Perkins,
no.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
no.
Rothfuss,
no.
Schiffer,
no.
Scott,
no.
Von Platern,
no.
President Anderson.
No.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 30 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 50. And I would appoint to the Conference Committee Scott, Schiffer, and Perkins. Senator Martin, are you ready in regard to message 425 having to do with Senate File 25? I'd ask that be read in at this time.
February the 25th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 425, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 25, Long-Term Services and Support. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated.
Go ahead.
Ayes 57, noes 7, excuse 2. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Good, Senator Martin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move concurrence on message 425 to Senate file 25 and urge the body to vote aye. Mr. President, all these amendments were friendly amendments and helped to improve the bill. The House Labor, Health, and Social Service Committee amendments clean up the bill and better specify eligibility requirements. And the floor amendments clarify the physical facility will not be built and provide for an in-kind community support. Starting on page 1, line 3, after specified, you would delete the balance of the line, and that simply cleans up the bill summary. Page 1, line 4, delete authority, also cleans up the bill authority. Page 2, lines 22 and 23, the rulemaking authority is deleted here since it is already specified in new subsection D and in section 3 of the bill. And the amendment on page 3, line 20, better articulates and applies rulemaking authority to the situation of this bill. Page 3, line 1, delete E, insert D to reflect the change in subsections above. Page 3, after line 7, would insert the eligibility clause and new subsection E. As used in this section, eligible person means a person 55 years of age or older, or a person 18 years of age and older with physical or intellectual disabilities. Section 2 of Wyoming Statute 426102, subsection A, paragraph 11, was amended to read, and they included a definition section here. And in paragraph 11, this act means Wyoming Statute 426101 through, and they deleted 426108 and inserted 426109, and that provides the correct reference. Page 3, line 9, delete 2, insert 3 to reflect the change in sections on the rulemaking change. Page 3, after line 20, when insert new subsection B, the department may commence rulemaking as authorized under Wyoming Statute 426103 and provides a better definition of rulemaking and gives the department flexibility. Page 3, line 22, delete 3, insert 4, renumbers the sections accordingly. Page 4, line 1, delete Wyoming Statute 426109D, created by this act and reflects the change as indicated above. Page 4, line 2, delete 2, insert 3, and that was the Standing Committee amendment. Then on the floor, we have a Committee of the Whole amendment. On page 2, line 6, delete support, insert funding. After center, delete the balance of the line and insert a period. And page 2, lines 7 and 8, delete entirely. Then the third reading amendment is on page 2, line 6. After funding, insert, which may include in-kind contributions. And these amendments, including the third reading amendment, clean up confusion around the provision of physical facilities. It clarifies that we would not be building facilities and clarifies that a community can offer funding or in-kind support as they see fit. So that the last sentence in subsection B will now read, in selecting locations for aging and disability resource centers, the Department of Health Aging Division shall require a degree of local community funding, which may include in-kind contributions for a center. With that explanation, Mr. President, I would answer any questions.
Senator Bebout, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could we have a little more discussion, please, on the definition of eligible person? Is that consistent with other parts of our statutes, or is this something, and if it is, why didn't we refer to that section, or is this something that just came to the House from another area or another part of our law?
Are there any other questions before we go back to sponsor? Go ahead, Senator Martin.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, this was the definition that was used in developing the Aging and Disability Resource Centers. They in our statute under community-based in-home services for people living with disabilities, it's 18 years and older, and we're defining a senior as 55 years and older.
Other questions of the sponsor? The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 25, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
Who were the two bills?
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick? Esquibel? Geis?
No.
Hastert? Hastert? Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Von
Platern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 10 ayes, 20 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 25. The committee that I am appointing here is Martin, Landon, and Dockstader. Senator Scott, are you ready with message number 422 having to do with Senate File 102?
Yes, Mr. President.
I'd ask that be read in at this time.
February the 25th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 422, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 102, Medicaid Cost Study. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 9, excused 2. The House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Go ahead, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I move the Senate do concur with amendments to Senate File 102 and ask you to vote no. Mr. President, I could almost say same problem as Senate File 50 we just voted on a few minutes ago. Same reasons. They're putting an oversight committee in. It's going to cost $20,000. They've also added some more appropriation to it. That may be a good idea, but they've actually, the oversight committee here doesn't do quite as much harm as the other one, because it's more of a cut-and-dried thing and it won't be as much of a burden. I don't think we'll spend the full $20,000. But I still think it's a bad idea, and I urge the Senate to vote no.
Discussion? Seeing none, motion is that the Senate do concur in regard to Senate File 102. You've been asked to vote no, and Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard?
Bebout? No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Amrick?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
No.
Landon?
No.
Martin?
No.
Meyer?
No.
Nicholas? Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing. Vote close. 30 noes.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 102. I would appoint to that committee Scott, Meyer, and Ross. Senator Martin, are you ready in regard to message number 421 having to do with Senate File 93?
President.
I'd ask that be read in at this time.
February the 25th, 2011, from the House of Representatives, message number 421, concurrence requested, Mr. President. Senate File 93, dietetics licensure. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 49, noes 9, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments.
Go ahead, Senator Martin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move concurrence on message 421 to Senate File 93, dietetic licensure, and urge you to vote aye again. Mr. Chairman, the House Committee, Labor Health Committee, first remove the penalty section in 3347.110, page 24, line 7, and such that there are no longer criminal penalties of up to 1 year in jail or a $1,000 fine, and only allow the Board of Dietetics to pursue injunctive relief against those individuals that might violate the Act. Second, they deleted the word currently in 3347.103, subsection A, paragraph 6, page 8, line 22. The concern was that the previous language that exempted college professors from the Act would only exempt those those professors at the time of enactment of the Act would be exempt. The intent was to also exempt those professors in the future who later became employed after enactment. Third, they chose to alter the provision on 3347.105, paragraph 6, page 13, line 19, that allowed the board to enact rules and regulations that carry out the Act, basically narrowing the rulemaking authority to only application, fees, discipline, suspension, and revocation of licenses. And finally, they deleted much of the language in 3347.103, paragraph 7, page 9, lines 7 through 14, in which this is a section that deals with weight loss and weight loss programs, and they just made the exemption more broad than the previous language, and I'd ask for your aye vote.
Discussion? Motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 93, and you've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard, Bebout, Burns, Case, Christensen, Coe, Cooper, Dockstader, Driscoll, Amrick, Esquibel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
no.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott, Bonflatern, President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 16 ayes, 14 noes.
By your vote. You have barely concurred. You have concurred on Senate File 93. Senator Meyer, are you ready? Message 428 regarding Senate File 107. Okay, and then after that, we'll have the message read in. But go ahead with privilege.
Mr. President. Mr. President, fellow senators, in the balcony above the president, we had the Lingle Fort Laramie Government Group mostly singles, and one junior up there. Would you please help me welcome them to the Senate?
Welcome, students, and enjoy your day. At this time, I'd like to have the reading clerk read in message 428.
February the 25th, 2011, from the House of Representatives. Message number 428, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 107, Energy Impacted County Roads Program. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 53, noes 5, excused 2. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Go ahead, Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move for concurrence of message 428, that being Senate File 107, Energy Impacted County Roads Program. Mr. President, I'm going to reluctantly ask you to vote aye. Let me explain my reluctance. First of all, Mr. President, the good Appropriations Committee in there went into the penalty provision on page 5, line 10, and they deleted the 2 years, which made it a lifetime ban if the county or anybody said anything that was just a little bit wrong when they made their application. They also had some discussion about that they wanted to make sure that all these monies did go to the roads, so they put a provision in there that it shall not be used to hire any more county employees. Well, the House being a little, I guess, bipolar as they can be, the committee, the whole amendment, deleted the provision for penalties entirely, so we no longer had that provision in the bill. Then they went on, and over on page 6, line 9, this may be a particular importance to the good committee of the Appropriations Committee, but there were some new developments, ladies and gentlemen, from the time that it left the Senate at $6 million to the time that the House heard it on the floor, and they added another $6 million to it. Now, I am a little reluctant at that, being on appropriations, that we went from 6 to 12, but let me explain kind of the reasoning that the House went into this. Now, Mr. President, everybody wants to hear this, so I'm sure. Well, what we've had is that the impacts really are now starting to be realized. Mr. President, yes, they are. Well, Mr. President, here, let me have this over here. Come on, Mr. President. Yeah. All right. Oh, Mr. President, this is not a pig bill as it is now, Mr. President. This may be a reasonable facsimile on my desk, Mr. President, but we are having some serious impacts. Now, really, let's look at it seriously. We are having some serious impacts that were not present when the bill left this floor. And I can hear some chortling and some laughing on this one, Mr. President, but frankly, we are having some serious impacts where we've got sections of the highway over there that was a new highway just 10 years ago, and we haven't even gotten into the fracking part, which is the real big problem that you're going to have with impacts. And the road is already starting to break up. And so they were able to show those color photos on the floor over there. And actually the folks in the House said, yeah, we're going to have those impacts. And remember that Goshen County, what they said before they got here, was about 5 to 6 million. Platte County was somewhere around 12 million, and Laramie County was also in that 12 to 15 million range of what impacts they thought they were going to have. This bill only provides for 12 million as it stands right now. And folks, these are going to be some serious impacts. Now, when they did do the 12 million, there was some concern, as I'm sure you have concern. And so the House went in and put this specific amendment in there, is that after private sources, and this is where the counties are supposed to go out and try to find out whether there's any private sources out there that you can use money for those impacts. They put this language in to kind of quell and ease the House's moving from 6 to 12 million, and I hope that it has the same effect here, Mr. President. On page 4, line 10, they inserted, specifically including companies responsible for significant negative impact to existing roads and bridges, and whether the county has pursued an agreement with those companies for future road and bridge maintenance. So, Mr. President, although the House did add quite a bit of money, some substantial amount of money, although it's less than what's actually going to be required, I think, in the next year or two, they made a provision that they want to make sure that the counties go out and seek those private resources first. So, Mr. President, there's the balance in it. They added money, but they made the provision specifically that those private resources were going to be looked at. And, Mr. President, so with that, as I said, I reluctantly ask for your concurrence.
Questions? Senator Nicholas, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I'd urge that you vote no. Folks, with respect to these road impacts, one of the things that we need to hear and that we're not hearing is that in most counties, Campbell County has a lot of experience in there. You can go get a lot of consultation with them. And the testimony we heard in Laramie County was that when these companies go and begin to use these roads, principally using overweight vehicles, there's ordinarily and typically a use agreement between the county and the companies requiring that they maintain it. So in any given time, you're going to go out and you're going to see roads that may require maintenance, but it's our assumption if the county's doing their job requiring the use agreements that the entities will repair the damage they've created. So when you see these photographs that you see roads that are in disrepair, the first question you should ask is, did you obtain a use agreement? And if not, why not? And so there's questions to be asked. Recall that we put $1 million for the fire assistance for Southeast Wyoming in the budget. We've got another $5 million for other impact assistance in the budget. When we sent this out at $6 million, I think the Senate did the right hit the right amount. We are asking for additional studies in the interim. This budget will be back here a year from now if we see impacts that are not addressed, but we sure do want to make sure that counties are insisting that entities that create the damage are making the required repairs. So I'd urge you to vote no.
Other discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Go ahead, second time, Senator.
Thank you. And I do agree with the good Chairman of Appropriations, and this was a number that we did come up with on appropriations through basically a process in the committee about what we could agree to get the bill out of committee. But, Mr. Chairman, I do draw your attention to the language that's in there. That does require that the counties pursue those agreements that the chairman just alluded to. And this, as it stands from the House, we also require a report back to the Joint Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Interim Committee about the grant and awards program. So all those things are in place. The only thing we're really, really looking at, and that's the decision, is whether it's $6 million or $12 million, Mr. President. And I guess that's really the issue that's before us. So vote it up or vote it down. But, folks, I can tell you that it's a lot more than $12 million out there. And if this play comes into fruition, these folks are going to be able to handle their road and bridge budgets quite easily, I think, in the future. And don't forget that just a few years ago, we put $105 million out there to counties that have already had mineral production for decades. These counties aren't even beginning to have mineral production. So, Mr. President, this really is a fair amount.
Senator Meyer, does that object on your desk actually have lipstick on it?
Mr. President, it has lipstick and a cute little thing here that I think was under... was around Senator Nicholas. It's got these little clover leaves on it. Yeah.
The motion is that the Senate do concur on Senate File 107. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Barnard?
No.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
No.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
No.
Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
No.
Esquibel?
No.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
Hines?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Martin? Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
No.
Nutting?
No.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
Schiffer?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Fleitern?
No.
President Anderson?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 4 ayes, 26 noes.
It was more than I thought. Mr. President, I got two more than I thought I was going to get.
By your vote, you have failed to concur on Senate File 107. The committee that I would appoint to go back over in search of solutions would be Meyer, Cooper, and Schiffer.
Meyer who? Cooper? You'll go for 9, Mr. John, right in the middle.
Bill's on second reading.
I gave that to Phil because he got 14 million. Cooper.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I would like to make an announcement. The House has requested another conference committee on House Bill 74 that will be meeting in S1 at 12:30 today.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
This evening, the Buffalo Bill Historical Center, of which I'm on the Board of Trustees of, and Sinclair is hosting a reception. Invite everybody to come, and I think it'll be a good reception. And with me today, I'd like to introduce two people. First, Mr. Bruce Eldridge, who's our Executive Director of the Buffalo Bill Historical Center in Cody, and Wendy Schneider, who's head of our Development Office. Please welcome them and plan on attending our reception.
Bill's on second reading. House Bill 90, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 90, Vehicle Restoration, sponsored by Representative Byrd.
There are no amendments. Is there any discussion? House Bill 90, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill re-read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 103, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 103, Wichee Repayment Program, sponsored by Representative McKim.
No amendments? Any discussion? Seeing none, House Bill 103. Having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 141, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 141, Governmental Immunity Waiver for Hospital Employees, sponsored by Representative Conley.
No amendments? Any discussion? House Bill 141, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 147, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 147, Excise Tax Vendor Compensation, sponsored by Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
There isn't, several amendments, and I would ask the reading clerk to read the first amendment in at this time.
House Bill 147, second reading amendment number 1 to engross copy, page 2, line 8.
Senator Meyer, that's your first amendment. Would you like to move and speak to that amendment this time?
Just a second, Mr. President. Let me find which bill are we on?
House Bill 147, second reading amendment number 1.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would move second reading amendment to House Bill 147 and ask for your favorable consideration. Mr. President, what this basically does is take away the two-tiered step process where it was 195 and 1, moves it to 195, and sets the cap at 245, Mr. President. Mr. President, that's approximately $3 million worth of annual sales. So, Mr. President, that takes care of all of what I would consider the core of Wyoming Main Street, your Main Street market, folks. And so it allows for giving back and paying to those guys a little bit, but it just really deals with our core Main Street folks. And so it moves it from 1,000 down to 245, and I think it's reasonable to take care of our Main Street providers, in this case, or our Main Street businesses. And that's what it does, Mr. President. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Any discussion? Senator Rothfuss, go ahead, please.
Mr. President, just a point of clarification. Was that $3 million was going to be the total economic impact of this one, where $7 million was the cost before, Mr. President? I wasn't sure if I understood that right or if we have an estimate on that.
Are there other questions before Senator Meyer? Doesn't appear to be any. Senator Meyer, would you like to speak to that?
Mr. Chairman, it doesn't say what the economic impact is going to be to the state budget, but if you remember this thing that we had out the other day, and if you just draw a line there at $3 million, take everything off the 1%, and it's capped at 245. So it goes up to 245 and stays at 195, so you don't have the stair step. You get rid of that problem where you add the next dollar of sales and you actually lose compensation back for collecting the tax. But it keeps it straight and progressive all the way down through. But it draws a line and basically redlines it at $3 million worth of annual sales. So anybody that's made $3 million worth of annual sales, you're progressive to that point. After that point, you're capped at 245, and that's the max. So it caps all the big box stores, all your huge franchises, everything else at 245, or $3 million worth of sales. So that's what the amendment does.
Questions? Question being called. Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 147. All those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion has passed. I'd ask the reading clerk to read in the second amendment at this time. Yes. The way I looked at it, it affected monetary policy within those companies, adjusted that up and down, did not have budgetary impact. I'd ask the reading clerk to read in second reading amendment number 2, House Bill 147.
House Bill 147, second reading amendment number 2 to engrossed copy, page 1, line 3.
Senator Meyer, would you like to speak to this amendment as well?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move second reading amendment to House Bill 147, ask for the body's favorable consideration. Mr. President, there's quite a little bit of discussion about the use tax yesterday and how we were paying some people a use tax. I think the good senator from Albany County had a good description of it. All I can tell you what this amendment does is that it takes the use tax provisions out of this bill. So we don't pay for the use tax provisions in any way, shape, or form. So that would have a reduction in the budget, Mr. Chairman, as far as the requirements there. And any specific things, I'd defer to the good senator for Albany County.
Other discussion here? We'll go ahead, Senator Scott, and then we'll go to the other gentleman. Go ahead, Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, we've always kept sales and use tax the same. Now, I recognize this isn't the tax rate. This is having to do with the collection of it. But I wonder if it's wise policy to treat the two of them differently. And I wonder if it's going to give us some difficulties in collecting some of the use taxes.
Good, Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. In favor of the amendment, I would agree that in most instances we've kept the use tax and the sales tax difference, but what we have is a significant difference in the manner in which these are collected. What we're trying to do is help the Main Street businesses who are collecting sales tax in the instances with use tax, ordinarily they're going to be large consumers of product that pass through, that don't hit the merchant. They're going to be industrial users, people that self-report their own use tax in lieu of the sales tax. And in most instances, we're not talking about folks that really need assistance. They're not the Main Street folks, and it seems to me it's almost inappropriate to give them a credit for collecting their own use tax.
Senator Schiffer, go ahead.
Mr. President, and this is a little bit troubling because when we do this, we differentiate from the in-state and to the out-of-state, and I believe that automatically puts us in violation of the streamlined sales tax, the system we've been working towards on a nationwide to collect this tax nationwide. I don't want to misrepresent. I mean, they're not going to throw us out of the union or anything for doing that. But so far, Wyoming is one of the few states that has stayed in compliance with the streamlined sales tax effort. And as I read this, we will be out of compliance automatically if we vote for this amendment. I'm not too sure what happens then, but we've always tried to stay on the bright side, and this obviously will take us over to the dark side of that effort.
Are there other questions or discussion before either of these two? Okay, go ahead, Senator Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. My question on this would be, Mr. President, is a lot of our big energy companies have been taking purchase of equipment in the county rather than wherever they might buy it in another state, pay the tax, the sales tax there. They're actually delivering it to the county where they're going to use it, and then they pay the use tax there. If we peel this off, would that be a disincentive for them to go ahead and just wherever they bought it in another state, pay the tax there, and then ship it in and have that use tax already covered in the other state?
Go ahead, Senator Nicholas, for your second time, Mr. Vice.
Mr. Chairman, I guess that to know whether or not this would have an adverse impact on the state's streamlined sales initiative, you'd have to go back and look at the original agreement. I really believe what we're only doing is distinguishing between the sales and the use tax and allowing a credit for the folks on Main Street. And they're the small entities, not the large industrial users as described who are self-reporting their sales. With respect to whether or not you take the delivery of a piece of Caterpillar equipment in your own county versus stopping through Casper on the way, ultimately it's not going to make any difference. I mean, whether or not you're talking about who gets a credit. On the last amendment, if it's a firm that's as large as the implement dealer in Casper, they're not going to get a credit anyway because we just eliminated that credit. Two or three pieces of equipment are going to take you over the $3 million threshold. So we're talking about the way it sits now as a small incentive or credit for those folks on Main Street. For the use tax, there's no distinction between out-of-state and in-state. Neither an out-of-state nor in-state people would change. The issue is does the equipment picked up? So if you're, for example, a pipeline company and you're building a pipeline through Albany County or Natrona County, your equipment may have been acquired and been housed for most times in Colorado, but as you're bringing that equipment through the state and using it, you're going to have to pay a use tax for some equipment. There's an allocation that exists, and that's so those the out-of-state and the in-state folks are going to be treated alike in that regard.
Go ahead, second time. Yeah. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. And if you remember the discussion that we had previously on committee, the whole that there's already some collection fee paid for out-of-state collection of taxes. That doesn't interfere with that. That's part of the streamline sales tax program, from what I understand. So, we're just trying to simplify this, cut this bill down and target it to Main Street. And that's what this amendment really does.
Another question? Without objection, I would call for a voice vote on this amendment. Hearing none. All those in favor of this amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The division being called, all those in favor, please stand.
Yeah, it did.
All those opposed. That amendment has failed. We are now on the third amendment, and I'd ask that that be read in at this time.
House Bill 147, second reading amendment number 3 to engross copy. Delete the first Myers second reading amendment.
Senator Bebow.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move second reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 147. Members of the Senate, I was working on this Friday afternoon and a little bit over the weekend trying to come up with what I consider a fair way to do this. And as it was before I realized that the previous amendment was out there. And, of course, that did pass, so that's why we're deleting that. And two things that this amendment does, Mr. President. First of all, there's some inconsistency in the current bill between the 1.95 and getting the 1%. If you look at the language on the amendment on 13 and 14 and then again on 27 and 28, the language in there is for any tax due in excess of that because there was some concerns about the language in the previous bill, so it takes care of that. But, Mr. President, that's a small amount of what the amendment really does. What it does, it caps the high end at 500. And two things exist out there, and one of the things I tried to do was to figure out how to help the really small businesses that, you know, may only have 60 to 100 to 200 or 300,000 in sales and come up with a way to help those because that's a huge part of our small businesses in Wyoming are in that category, could not come up with an economical way to do that. So what I did with this is went in on the high end to try to cap it because it makes no sense to me that if you're over $12 million in sales to be getting any kind of break at all, and that's why we put in the $500 cap. I don't have the amount of money that saves you. Certainly, Mr. President, this will cost more to the state's general fund than the previous amendment that passed. And I throw this out just as an option for you to consider. Vote it up, vote it down. It's another way of looking at it. And what we really need to try to do, I think, if we could before third reading, is come back with a way that will try to help the smaller businesses. And so I would be glad to answer any questions.
Questions? Senator Peterson.
For this amendment, this is probably considered a more friendly amendment. Most assuredly, you know, we've reduced that to from 1,000 to 250, and this one is halfway. And I'd urge the body to support this amendment. I think it's a fair and equitable amendment for what we were trying to accomplish with this bill. So I'd urge your support on this amendment.
Other discussion, Senator Meyer.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, on and against the amendment. If you pull this sheet out here, that moves it up to the monthly or the yearly sales of $12 million. And, folks, that goes just a little bit past Main Street. You know, that's a lot of money, $12 million worth of annual sales. You know, if these guys have got, we're at $3 million now, and this takes it to $12 million. So I guess vote it up, vote it down.
Other discussion? This does seem to have significant budget impact. I'm going to ask the chief clerk to call a roll in regard to second reading amendment number 3 to House Bill 147.
Barnard, Bebout, Burns, Case, Christensen, Coe, Cooper, Dockstader, Driscoll, Amrick, Esquibel, Geis, Hastert, Hicks, Hines, Jennings, Johnson, Landon, Martin, Meyer, Nicholas, Nutting, Perkins, Peterson, Ross, Conflict, Rothfuss, Schiffer, Scott, Von Flatern, President Anderson, Closing vote.
Martin,
aye to no. Hastert, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 15 ayes, 14 noes, 1 conflict.
Having received the favorable vote of those members present, second reading, that amendment has passed.
Majority of the quorum. Yeah, that's right.
House Bill 147. Having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. I'm sorry?
I believe
the conflict is no. Just a minute. Okay, I heard what you said. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, point of order. The call was correct. You have to have a majority of members elected on third reading and final passage, and on the final vote in any concurrence or conference committee report. But on just amendments, a simple majority does, and so 15 votes to 14 votes is a simple majority.
The amendment received 15 votes. That is the majority of those members present. Had it been third reading, it would have required an additional vote because it would have required the majority of those members elected. Senator Scott?
Mr. President.
Also, on third reading, an amendment, 15 to 14 amendments.
Yes.
15 to 14 vote on the bill is better.
So, with that, House Bill 161, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 161, Interstate Compact on Students of Military Families, sponsored by Representative Illoway.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, before we started the vote on the governor's appointments, I was grabbed by our chief counsel for LSO with regards to this bill, who informed me that this bill has some serious problems, some serious constitutional problems still that we thought we may have fixed with the previous amendment. I have not had an opportunity to speak with him further, intend to do so, but I did pose the question, is there a way to amend this bill to make it us compliant? And his response was probably not. That to be consistent with our Constitution and sovereign immunity, we probably would have to amend the bill such that we are out of the compact. So I raise that for your edification now, and I have spoke with the sponsors of the bill. We will endeavor to try to see if there are any solutions to it. But but I just wanted to raise that issue with you now, because there seems to be some serious problems with the bill.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, I would request the ayes and nays on House Bill 161.
Is there other discussion in regard to House Bill 161? Yay, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, with the ayes and nays called for, I think we need to know what the alleged constitutional conflict is. Sometimes these things aren't near as serious as they appear. Frankly, I think it's premature to defeat it on second reading. I think we'd be better off voting aye and carrying it to third reading to find out, are the problems really that serious, and are they fixable?
Other discussion on House Bill 161. Senator Johnson.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. As one of the Senate sponsors on this, it's interesting that all we wanted to do on this was take care of the military kids that get moved around the country and make sure that they get treated equally in all of the states and all of the education systems. However, staff has said that there is major constitutional problems for Wyoming in here. We thought that with the amendments we put on general file that that was going to do it, but apparently there are many little areas in the bill itself that cause questions between Wyoming statutes and what's in the compact. Which one has supremacy? Should we give up supremacy in this? We have three options right now. Option number one is to vote it down with the vote. Option number two is to see if we can do anything overnight, which means we're trying to get staff together with the compact staff on adjournment so we can actually be there and see what they say. And option number three goes in with both of them. I'm hoping that if it does fail and things aren't able to be done, that we can go into negotiation with the compact and have the summer time period to work over all of the questions that the not only LSO staff but the Attorney General's office will come up with, will identify. And so what I would ask is that we carry this over our second reading till tomorrow. And, Mr. President, we have a philosophy in this Wyoming legislature, do it right or don't do it. And if I don't think that it's right for Wyoming and for the kids, tomorrow I'll ask you to vote no.
With that, any other discussion? Yeas, nays being requested. I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call a roll in regard to second reading, House Bill 161.
Barnard. Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Dockstader.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Amrick.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Hines.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Martin.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Nicholas. Nutting,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Schiffer,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
President Anderson.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 ayes, 1 no.
House Bill 161 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? By your vote, it is so ordered. House Bill 178, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 178, Vault, Crypts, Mausoleums, Perpetual Trust Fund, sponsored by Representative Kraft.
There are no amendments, no discussion. House Bill 178, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objections, it's so ordered. House Bill 189, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 189, Foreclosure Redemption Revision, sponsored by Representative Stubson.
Discussion? House Bill 189, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 190-94.
House Bill 194, Next of Kin Driver's License Option, sponsored by Representative Pedersen.
Discussion? House Bill 194, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 204, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 204, Patriotism in the Classroom, sponsored by Representative Gay.
House, any discussion? House Bill 204 having been read two separate times. The question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 208, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 208, Off-Road Vehicle Registration Exemption, sponsored by Representative Shepperson.
Any discussion? House Bill 208, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 209, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 209, Emergency Medical Review Organization, sponsored by Representative Green.
House Bill 209, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 224, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 224, Platted Plots Requirement, sponsored by Representative Miller.
House Bill 224, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 256, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 256, Wyoming Safe Homes Act 2, sponsored by Representative Kraft.
House Bill 256, seeing no discussion, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 260, second reading of the House Bill.
House Bill 260, Industrial Siding Financial Resources, sponsored by Representative Stubson.
House Bill 260, having been read, yes, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. There was some discussion when we were having our good and spirited discussion on Friday. There was some question that came up about impact assistance and the tax program. I went back and in looking at what we did and looking at this last year, I have distributed to you a research memo from a year ago that just showed the impact assistance for the last 10 years, basically of 99 through 2009, county by county, with respect to this bill. Obviously, the purpose of the bill doesn't have much to do with impact assistance, but certainly the Industrial Siting Commission does. These are the taxes that have been paid to various counties under the Additional Siting Commission, and would note just with respect to 60, that was before any of the requirements that were put in that we're now trying to take out. So, the oversight of the Industrial Siting Commission with respect to the financial ability of any applicant to construct, maintain, or operate that was not in here during any of the time that these industrial siting programs were in effect or went through the Industrial Siting Commission. Thank you, Mr. President.
Other discussion? House Bill 260. Having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a consent list for us on third reading today?
Yes, I do, Mr. President. Consent list for third reading today is as follows. House Bill 40, Compensation for Persons Exonerated Based on DNA. House Bill 42, Coroner Record Confidentiality. House Bill 167, Castle Doctrine Modifications. House Bill 190, Electronic Fine Submittal. House Bill 202, Railroads Fence Repairs. House Bill 206, Emergency Response Incidents. House Bill 211, County Memorial Hospital Board Members, Removal. House Bill 215, Department of Health Reorganization. House Bill 223, Property Disclosure Statement, Wind Estate. And House Bill 259, Ethanol Producer Tax Credit.
Would anyone desire to have any of the bills removed from this consent list? Having been read three separate times, the question is shall the bills pass the Senate? House Bill 40, House Bill 42, House Bill 167, House Bill 190, House Bill 202, House Bill 206, House Bill 211, House Bill 215, House Bill 223, and House Bill 257. Chief Clerk will please call the roll. I'm sorry. The final one is 259, ethanol producer tax credit. Thank you, Senator Bebout.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Dockstader?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Amrick?
Aye.
Esquibel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Hines?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Martin?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Nicholas?
Aye.
Nutting?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Schiffer?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
President Anderson?
Aye.
On the consent list, 30 ayes. House Bill 40, are there any changes?
Case,
aye to no.
Ross, aye to no.
Ross, aye to no.
Cooper, aye to no.
Cooper, aye to no.
Dockstader, aye to no.
Bebout, aye to no.
Perkins, aye to no.
Perkins, aye to no.
Coe, aye to no.
Coe, aye to no.
Meyer, aye to no.
Meyer, aye to no.
Schiffer, aye to no.
Peterson, aye to no.
Peterson, aye to no.
Amrick, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no.
Hicks, aye to no.
Nicholas, aye to no. Driscoll, aye to no. Barnard, aye to no.
Johnson, aye to no.
Johnson, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 40, 12 ayes, 18 noes. House Bill 42, are there any changes? Closing vote.
Dockstader,
aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 42, 29 ayes, 1 no. House Bill 167, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 167, 30 ayes. House Bill 190, are there any changes?
Case, aye to no.
Dockstader, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 190, 28 ayes, 2 noes. House Bill 202, are there any changes?
Case,
aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 202, 29 ayes, 1 no. House Bill 206, are there any changes? Scott, aye to no. Case, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Hicks, aye to no.
Perkins, aye to no.
Perkins, aye to no.
Dockstader, aye to no.
Burns, aye to no. Bebout, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 206, 22 ayes, 8 noes. House Bill 211, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 211, 30 ayes. House Bill 215, are there any changes?
Case,
aye to no. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 215, 29 ayes, 1 no. House Bill 223, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 223-30. House Bill 223? House Bill 223, 30 ayes. House Bill 259, are there any changes? Geis, aye to no.
Schiffer, aye to no.
Barnard, aye to no. Dockstader, aye to no. Hastert, aye to no. Martin, aye to no. Nutting, aye to no. Burns, aye to no. Landon, aye to no. Cooper, aye to no. Cole, aye to no. Peterson, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Esquivel, aye to no.
Anderson, aye to no.
President Anderson, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Burns, no, back to aye. Nicholas, Nicholas, no to aye. Dockstader, no to aye.
Ends the ethanol tax credit. And is not the opposite.
Closing vote. Christensen, no to aye. Coe, no to aye. Landon, no to aye.
I'm so confused.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 259. 20 ayes, 10 noes.
Maybe.
You want to give more tax credit?
Jaws of defeat. Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 42, House Bill 167, House Bill 190, House Bill 202, House Bill 206, House Bill 211, House Bill 215, House Bill 223, and House Bill 259 have passed the Senate. House Bill 40, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority members elected to the Senate, House Bill 40 has failed to pass the Senate. Other bills on third reading.
Let's go ahead.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, go ahead.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Are there any announcements? Senator Bebout. Senator Geis.
Mr. President, your Select Water Committee will meet tomorrow, March 1st, upon noon recess, and we have to discuss some water bills and elect chairmen and all those things.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Appropriations Committee will be meeting with our counterparts at 1 p.m. to go over interim topics.
Other announcements? Senator Burns?
Mr. President, your conference committee on Senate File 100, Game and Fish Land Acquisition, the conference committee will be meeting upon adjournment today in, I believe, the Senate Education Room.
Okay. Senator Hicks, you made an announcement on privilege of the floor earlier. Perhaps you might want to make that announcement again.
Mr. President, members of the Senators, the House has requested an additional conference committee on House Bill 74 that will convene in room S1 at 12:30 today.
Are there other announcements? You've all heard the motion being that you should stand recess until 2 p.m., which time I will return and start on bills on regular third reading bills. So with that, all those in favor of the announcement, or with the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. We are at recess until 2 p.m. this afternoon.